It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Hey, we welcome you back to the Nolans. Glad to have you with us here on the campus, the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon. Here in the heart of America, by the conference, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to Grandview out of Des Moines. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back. Joseph's in the studio. He never leaves. I think he's got like a little camp kit, you know, a little tent maybe, and one of those Bunsen burner things that warm up some can of beans, and he's practically lives down there doing his work. Joseph, we appreciate all you do. Tom Council here, courtside. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to take a little bit about the game coming up. We're going to talk about the other girls' games. There's the Lady Ravens with a big win today. What went on with them and what we've got looking forward to. Tons to talk about and Raven basketball to boot. We'll be back here at the Nolan right after this.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gym, everyone. Joseph at the studio, Tom Council here. And PA guy. He's down here on the floor. He's going to introduce the starters to our crowd here today. And here are the starters for you. First of all, for Grandview. We'll start with them. And head coach Dennis Schaefer. Grandview coming into the ballgame today, 11-6. And they are a part of that log jam right in the middle of the conference. Here comes Pat Giller. The big long jam in the middle of the conference. Grandview is 6-4 in the conference, like BC is, and Grandview is going to be starting Jackson Young. He's a 6'2" senior from Marion, Iowa. They're going to have Lucas Helms from Lincoln, Nebraska. He's a 6'6" junior. This is not a hugely tall team. You got Davion Gaston at 6', a Dyersville, Iowa junior. From Douglas, Georgia, at 6'4", it's going to be the senior Patrick Worrell, and their big guys, Joe Knudsen. Joe is a senior. He's been on this team for a long time. This is going to be his first year getting to start. Joe, 6'8". And for Grandview, the starters have been pretty set all season, as almost all of them have started pretty much every game. And they've got three guys in double-digit scoring. But after those three guys, the scoring falls off very, very dramatically. For Benedictine, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peer, and Adam Reichel, their assistant coach. Ravens 10-8. Also 6-4 in the conference and for Benedictine. And it's going to be grad student, 6'4" Preston Reynolds out of Leewood from Noakesville, Virginia. At 6'4", Jack Vanderwood, he's a junior. Sophomore Declan Sullivan from South Bend, he's 6'1". Lee Seven, Missouri senior. 6'2" Bryson LaRue. And for Benedictine, it's Aiden Sullivan. He's come to the Ravens, a 6'8 junior from Lenexa, Kansas. Benedictine, with three guys in double figure scoring. Deglin averages 17-2. You've got Jack averaging 11-8, and with 11-6, Bryson LaRue. So these two teams, very similar in very many ways. Games going on around the conference today, we talk about it, it's a full slate. There were already games at 2 o'clock with Clark at Woods and Mercy at Valley. The other 4 o'clock games, Graceland is at Baker, Grandview at Benedictine, Peru, Central Methodist, Missouri Baptist at Penn, Park at Culver Stockton. And the Hunter Rebecca that comes on the ladies' side, only one team in the national rankings, that is Mid-America. They did not play today. They got an open date. And then the Grandview team that we just saw the Lady Ravens defeat today were receiving votes. They will not be receiving votes anymore. On the guys' side, there is only one team in the rankings and no other one even receiving votes. And at number 20 is the conference leader, Graceland. Graceland, 15-3, 9-1 in the heart. So there we go. Benedictine in the home white uniforms with red and black lettering a trim. For Grandview, it is the bright red with kind of a Nebraska red with white lettering a trim. The ball goes up, the tip is away. BC's going to control it down. Declan Sullivan into the forecourt. We're back at it. Men's college basketball on care this afternoon. Declan with it. Cuts into the lane. Dips over to the corner. Ravens are bringing it back on top. BC looking for a good shot for that first shot of the game. They'll get it underneath to Aiden. Aiden in traffic brings it back on top. Shot clock at 5. Here's a runner off the rim once, twice, three times. Doesn't go. Knutson's going to rebound it down, and here comes Grandview. 19-20 to go. Here in the very first half. Remember, men's games have halves, not quarters, halves. Topside with it, Grandview, little seesaw dribble, the feed over to the left block. Knutson, a big guy, battles in, turns, and shoots his way short. He had to try to shoot it over Aiden Sullivan, who was not able to successfully do that. And BC back up the court with Bryson LaRue handling the basketball. Brings it straight down the middle, dumps it over to the right side to Declan, now into the corner to Jack. I think Grandview, after that great game Vanderwood had the other night, they're going to be very aware of him and very alert to his shooting skills. He hits like his first 7 shots. Here's a 3 up and missing in the rebound. Grandview. So we're 1.5 minutes into what is still a scoreless game here in Atchison. Grandview will lob it out on top. Big guy will play it up high. They'll dump it over to Worrell. Grayson, or Grandview, Grayson. Grandview comes up, turnaround shot, missing. Rebound, Vanderwoody, Benedictine back up again. So the Ravens with their third possession still look for their first point. Grandview, similarly, still looking for their first point. Ravens a little miscommunication, but Preston able to rescue the basketball. Steglin will drive into the lane. His shot is up and soft, and the rebound is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off BC. So Grandview will have it back. We're not exactly seeing the very best of these teams in the early going. I think they're both really concerned and want this game to go well, and they're not going to do anything too out of the box real early on. 17:45 to go in the first half. Still scoreless. Grandview and Benedictine. Grandview will turn, shoot, in and out. Nope. Rebound. Preston. He gets an elbow in the eye. Turns around, looks at the official, goes, man, you're not going to call a foul on this? And he's still talking to the official about it as they come into the forecourt. And the Ravens are back on offense. And by the way, the answer to that is no. He's not going to call that. That might let us know that this game will be, and kind of like the ladies, lots of contact. Neither team has scored yet. Ravens shot, missed by LaRue, and still neither team has scored. We have seen seven shots. We've seen none go in. Driving into the lane, no. Canusa don't have it at the high post. The big man goes three. That's not close. Rebound, Vanderwoody. So eight shots into the game. No one has put anything on the board. We're at 16:50 to go. We're going to get to the first break with no points at this rate. And the ball is going to be taken away from Preston. He was dribbling it way away from the body, and the defender just came around him and said, I'll take that. Here's a three from the right side, and there it is, the first bucket of the ballgame. It's going to be scored by Grandview and belong to Davion Gaston. So Gaston with the first points. And we are 16:20 to go. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in at their baseline. Benedictine 0 for 4. Grandview now 1 for 5. The ball comes in. And here comes the steal. Here comes Grandview. The driving shot misses. Ravens back into the forecourt. And it's going to be lost out of bounds. Knocked away. BC will have it in over on the far side. 16:04 to go. Ravens 4 minutes into this game have no points. I'm making myself a little note to ask Coach about that. We'll have a nice pregame chat with BC head coach Ryan Moody. He's always so good and dependable back coming up. We look forward to visiting with him about it. Driving in, Reynolds shoots and gets the bucket. Preston Reynolds. Green gets the Ravens on the board, and BC trails by one. 15:40 to go in the first half. 3-2. I hope you took the under. Let's see. Vikings pass in the middle. It's going to be stolen. Outlet. Here comes Bryson. Up and in. LaRue. And the first lead of the game for Benedictine. 15:15 to go. The shot on the other end is going to miss. The putback by Knudsen is going to miss. I suspect there is a Raven foul being called here. Fisher's going to walk over. He's going to call Vanderwoody's number. It'll be Jack's first. It'll be Benedictine's first. It'll be the game's first foul. Knudsen at the line. And the big man makes it look easy. A lot of times the big guys just struggle a little bit at the free throw line, but Joe Knudsen, he hits about three-quarters of his shots. He's 11-15 at the free throw line. Second one is up. Will not hit that one. And here comes Benedictine. The game is tied at four. The baseline three for LaRue. He is thrown to the floor. Like a WWE move. The foul is going to be on Patrick Worrell. And as the clock stops at 14:59 to go in the half, we will enter a break. Timeout of the court, 14:59 to go in the opening half here in the Nola Gym. It's a close one. Benedictine and Grandview, we're all tied at 4.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Lots of games coming up next week on Care Radio. We got a full slate, and the week after that, getting everything ironed out for what will be high school basketball tournament week. So, we'll be encouraging you to keep an eye on MSCSports.net and the guys. We'll be keeping you posted on all of the games coming up, and the games being covered by the big old family of MSC stations. Here's a free throw. It will be good for Bryson. LaRue collects his third point of the game, looking for number 4. Ravens have taken a lead at 5-4. First lead for Benedictine today. Jim gets quiet. Free throw gets short. Won't go. One more shot. LaRue. The foul a moment ago. Keeping your book at home. It's going to be the first one on Patrick Worrell. It'll be the first Viking foul today. Team fouls are even at one apiece. Second free throw, third free throw, rather, is good. So 2 out of 3 for Bryson LaRue, and Benedictine goes up 6-4 at 14:55 and counting now to play in the first half. Grandview, nice bounce pass, and Knudsen, power move to the rim. Joe Knudsen is a big guy. You know that aircraft carrier kind of build? 6'8", and he's going, what, 265? Here's a follow-away shot, Van Rudy. That's an air ball. He's a better shooter than that. And Van taking his eye off the ball. The only guy in the backcourt for Grandview, Lucas Helms, he just gets away from him. And he slaps the floor with both hands, knowing that he just had a focus issue and turns the ball over. Now Benedictine is going to bring Aiden Sullivan out of the game, and Drew Purdy will check in for him. Deglin Sullivan will inbound to Jack. Vanderwoody goes for 3, doesn't get it. Rebound slapped out on top, and Grandview is going to sweep it down. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Gaston. Brings it off on top. Helms from 13, easy. Lucas Helms collects the bucket, and it is now an 8-6 Grandview lead. We are 14 minutes to play in the opening half. Long way to go in this basketball game. Drew Purdy swings it over to the left side. Van Rudy back out on top. Deglin, here's Purdy going 3. No. Ravens struggling from the perimeter here in the early going of the game. PC is 0-for-4 3-point shooting. And Grandview's back on offense. The dish over to the right corner, working his way toward the middle is going to be Jones. The follow-away, nope, the rebound. Two Ravens go up for it, but it's going to be Purdy who's able to pull it away from Preston. 13:13 to go in the half. Vanderrudy starts to drive in, tries to go back door, and throws the ball right into the arm of Helms, and he will come up the floor with it. Lucas Helms comes it to the top with a 3-point shot drained by Worrell. Patrick, on his first shot of the day, hits his first 3 of the game. It is now 11-6. Grandview in front, 12:50 to go, and going up with 2 hands, looking to throw it down. Grandview says, not so easy, Drew Purdy. Who would rather foul you to give you that uncontested dunk? Exactly what they did. The free throw by Purdy is short. The foul, by the way, is going to be on Lucas Helms. It'll be his first, and Grandview team foul 2. Drew Pretty coming to the line, missing his first free throw. And will hit the second. Drew is only 57% free throw shooter, so not too far from what you might have anticipated. And the Ravens trail 11-7. At the free throw line, Helms with the basketball, has to lob it way out behind him. Almost to midcourt, it goes back over to the right side. Jones misses, rebound Ravens, and Van de Woody coming out with the basketball. Ravens are going to take it up the court. 12:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine trailing in the ball game at 11-7. The feed to the left side. Preston comes out on top. Jack. Bunny Hop shot up off the window. No. Jack struggling a little bit here in the early going. Vander Woody from the floor is now 0-for-4 with no points. And we are over 8 minutes into the game. Grandview to the right side. Twisting. Pass out on top. Stolen by Jack. He'll bring it down the court, but he's 1-on-2. Bad numbers. And his pass in the middle. Poor decision. Thrown into the hands of a defender who stepped into the lane and stole the ball away. Ravens are going to turn it over. 11.5 to go. The three-point shot. Nope. Rebound. Tipped out on top. And a little collision. Purdy will collide with one of the Grandview players. And Jones is going to tumble to the floor. Going to be Drew Purdy picking up his first foul. Benedictine's going to take Degman out of the game, and we'll see for the first time this afternoon Jared Lee, the 6'2 sophomore from KCMO. Grandview puts it in play, leading by 4. 11.5 to go here in the first half. The ball's going to be slapped away. But Helms is able to go back and recover it. Baseline shot, no. Offensive rebound, Grandview. Little sidestep. The kick to the baseline, and Preston Reynolds is going to boot this thing and knock it out of bounds. 11-11 to go in the half. Still 11-7. Not a whole lot of scoring in this one so far tonight. Not at all like our Wednesday night game. Grandview back on top. Shot clock at 5. The jumper, nope. Rebound, Van der Woody. Good news for Jack. He's cleared down a lot of rebounds. That'll be his 4th rebound. Bad news, he's taken 4 shots but missed them all. 3 shot by Purdy. No. And BC is icy, icy cold. 0-for-5 from 3. Here's a running shot that misses and a Raven foul. The Ravens are 0-for-5 from the outside. They are 2-for-11 from the floor. So they're 0% from 3, 18% from the floor, and we're over 9 minutes into the game. First of a couple of free throws, hangs on the back of the rim, and then falls forward, rolls forward, and falls in. And for Davion Gaston, it is his 4th point. Van der Woody will come out of the game for Benedictine. Aiden is going to come back in. Second free throw. Yeah. So Gaston with 5 leads his team in scoring. And the Ravens find their deficit increasing. They're now down 13-7. 10 minutes and 40 to go here in the first half. Grandview and Benedictine, two of the teams in the massive logjam. Like 8 teams within 1 game in the middle of the conference right now. The spin, the turn, the Raven 3 misses again. And a rebound, Grandview again. So for Benedictine, they're now 0-for-6 from the outside. And 2-for-12 from the floor. Their shot percentage is shrinking. It's down to 16%. And now Grandview is going to travel. BC's going to get it back in. Now, I'm not saying that Grandview is exactly setting the world on fire shooting the basketball. They're 4-of-15. 26% is not very good, but it's 10 points better than the Ravens are right now. And we are exactly a quarter of the way through the game. Benedictine up on top with it. Harrison Kissling is coming to game. Harrison had a nice game Wednesday night. He will feed in the middle for Aiden, and Sullivan has the ball taken away from him. Here comes Young for Grandview. The layup on the other end is up and good. The Ravens in a little bit of trouble as Jones will knock it down. O'Shawn Jones Winslow with a hyphenated surname and a Grandview foul, and we have a timeout. Doing the homework, the Grandview foul is going to be on Mackey. Okay, we're going to have to fix his number. He's not wearing what we thought he was, and we're going to take our timeout and do just that. 9:37 to go in the first half of the men's game here in the Ralph Nola Gymnasium. It's Grandview 15, Benedictine 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
And I got to admit, I'm still looking for Grandview Mackey. It's Jaden Mackey, I can tell you that. And I am just not seeing him on here anywhere. But anyway, we'll fix that. And the Ravens put the ball in play. Aiden will hook shot. And there's his first point of the game, Aiden Sullivan. It is 15-9, Grandview. 9:20 to play in the first half. Backing in. Got to get out of the lane pretty soon. It's going to be a three-second call. Here's a baseline shot up and missing. Jared Lee will rebound it down. Benedictine up the floor with a basketball. They'll have the shot thrown up, and it's going to bounce away and go out of bounds. Back it will come to Grandview. Grandview up the floor. And that is going to be Young with the basketball. Drive it in. The ball batted away. It was going to be taken by LaRue. And the defender just reached out and said, no, I'm not going to let you grab that ball and break to the other end. I'm just going to give you a little bear hug right here, right now. And we're going to stop that transition. He does that. Coach, President Steve Menace. He makes virtually all the games. This guy, he's at everything, and he's here this afternoon and making his way through the crowd, greeting and welcoming a lot of these alums who have come back to the Raven campus today. Pass goes into the middle for Benedictine, and the shot is up and no good, but we'll have another foul. This one is going to be on Jackson Young. So Young for Grandview picks up his first. Vikings will have their fifth team foul. The Raven free throw by Gabe Sitchick is up and no good. And Benedictine continues its shooting woes. Second free throw, way short, not even close. And Gabe's a pretty good free throw shooter, I want to feel like. He is, what, a two-thirds, 67% guy. So, the Vikings have the basketball, up six. 8.5 to play in the first half. They'll turn, and the big guy goes three and misses it. Gabe coming up with a rebound, and Harrison coming up the floor with it. Benedictine back on offense. Harrison goes to the right side, all the way to the block, looks into the middle, lobs it off on top, gets it there to Lee. Jared kicks it back to Harrison, whose shot hits the back of the rim and bounces away, and the Ravens are going to lose it out of bounds. It'll be Grandview basketball. Inside 8 minutes to play in the first half. Neither team just setting the world on fire. The Ravens are 3 of 13 from the floor, 0 for 6 from 3, and 3 of 7 at the free throw line. Here's a pass underneath, the head fake, the shot missing. Rebound tipped out, Aiden Sullivan gets it away to Harrison. Kissling into the fourth quarter, and Benedictine is back on offense, looking to try to warm up those shooting numbers. Grandview, again, I mentioned, not a lot better. They are 5 of 18 for 27%, 2 of 8 from outside, a quarter of those, and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Here's Aiden, goes in, protects the rim with his body, and boxes out to hit this shot. 4 points for Aiden Sullivan. BC getting themselves right back in this thing with 7:17 to go in the half. Down by 4, the running shot misses. Aiden coming down with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Right side of the basketball. It's going to be Lee. The shot, baseline 3, missing, and nothing but red jerseys beneath the rim. Grandview pretty much guaranteeing themselves that defensive board, and they're back up the floor. 6:47 to go. I got to be real honest. I think the crowd is larger for the ladies' contest. And now we have another collision and another player on the floor. And let's see against which Raven this foul will be assessed. Maybe Gabe? Yeah. So Gabe will collect that foul. It is going to be his first. And a few substitutions. Declan Sullivan comes back in. Gabe is out there. Bryson is on the floor. Vanderwoody's still out there. And who's the Ravens fifth? It is, oh, Preston Reynolds is down the court as well. So Benedictine will get the ball in play from the far sideline with 6:38 to go here in the first half. And they're somehow still just trailing by 4. Benedictine very, very much a part of this ball game. Ravens up the floor and over to the left side with it, looking into the middle. He's going to be Preston. He'll back in, drop a shoulder, lane, hook shot up, crawls over the rim, and then falls away. No good. Did not go down. He didn't get quite enough lift on it. Grandview flies up the floor. The ball out on top, and Worrell. Knudsen gives it back to Young, knocked away, and as the ball is going to be stolen by Bryson again, a Grandview player just reaches out and grabs him with a jersey and pulls him back. And somehow, through all of that, Lucas Helms seems astonished that he was called for a foul. 6 minutes to go in the half. I'm just going to suggest that probably if a guy's breaking away from you, throwing the ball to the other end of the court, you grab him with the jersey and pull him back, probably a foul. Strong likelihood. Let's go with that. Free throw rolls in for Bryson Maru. He is 3 of 4 at the line, has 5 points. Benedictine is back to within 3. Grandview hasn't scored in a very long time. Second free throw is perfect. It is 15-13. Inside 6 minutes to go. First half of the men's game. Ravens are going to stick with a little player defense. They'll go back door inside the block, falling away to the left side. Nicely done. His rainbow shot is going to be up and good. And Jackson Young will have his first point of the game for Grandview. 17-13. Banking. Here's Sullivan with it. That's Deglan Sullivan, the guard. Not to be confused with Aiden Sullivan, the 6'8 post. Here's Gabe for the long 3. Hits the back of the rim and the rebound way out on top. Tipped out by Aiden, and he's going to rescue the basketball, and Benedictine is going to stay on offense. The follow shot, no. The shot deflected, no. Now, with, again, bodies on the floor, Grandview players are on the floor a lot. Maybe that's just what it feels like to me, but it certainly seems like when there is a scrum for a ball, and guys are reaching or battling for it, at least one or two Grandview players end up on the hardwood. 5:13 to go. And I'm a little concerned out there for Davion Gaston, who keeps cradling the back of his head with his hands. And a free throw? No. So Gabe is 0-for-3 at the free throw line. See if he gets that one. Not even close. Rebounding it down, Grandview. Still 17-13, now with 5 minutes to go. Vikings with the basketball. Bring it out on top to Worrell. He'll dribble to the left side. They'll bring it out on top. Now losing his footing. Slipping is going to be Jones. Rims are going to pick it up. Drive it down the other end of the court. Deglin trips and falls and loses his footing. We got somebody waxed the floor or something at halftime. Here's a feed. The pass to the top. 4:40 to go. Benedictine in it. Almost looks like a zone defense, but it is not. 13-14 footer missing. Rebound. LaRue. BC back up the floor. Neither team able to put the ball in the basket, nor able to keep their feet beneath them. 4 minutes to 20 to go. 3-point shot. Vander Woody. Rebound. Deglin loses it. Stolen away from him by Grandview. Back up court with it. They will come. The pass to the left. We're well into the lane. Kicks it back off on top. 20 on the shot clock as Gaston will attack the lane. Push off with the free hand, and the shot is up and good from 15. Gaston is going to get the bucket, and Coach Moody has got a stunned look as he thought there was going to be a foul call there. 3:45 to play. Sullivan gets the three. Deglin's first point of the game. And it's 19-16. 3:37 left. Grandview will work the top. Ravens do a nice job of pursuing the ball. Three-pointer. Rebound. Reynolds. 3:20 to go. I think we're owed a timeout. But right now, these two teams very focused in a very close game, a one-possession lead for Grandview. Here's Gabe, another miss. So far, Sidgwick is 0 for 3 from the floor, 0 for 4 from the free throw line. And now he will reach in and pick up a personal foul, his second. And the Ravens are going to bring us to a timeout. Taking a break, 2 minutes and 56 seconds to go. Opening half here in the Nolan Gym. It's a good one. It's a close one. Vikings 19, Ravens 16.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Gymnasium. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the first half of the men's game. Lady Ravens with an impressive win in game number one today. And the Benedictine guys right now not helping themselves as they are 5 of 24 shooting the ball. 1 of 10 from outside. 5 of 11 at the free throw line. And Grandview, no better. They're hitting 29%, 22%, and 75%. The ball's going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be touchless by Grandview. Great hustle for Benedictine, and James knocks that out. James Ogrodnik. And are we getting another timeout taken by somebody? We're going to hang on to it right here. What do you say? So, let me look down there. Yeah, that is James Ogrodnik. He's a redshirt junior at a new Lenox, Illinois, on the Grandview team. At 6'7", pretty good-sized guy. Played in 13 games this year, averaging about 4.5 points a game. Not a great, great shooter. I'm at 55% from the free-throw line, but can shoot also from the outside for a big guy. 19-16 with less than 3 minutes to play in the half. So what, 50? Does it take? It might not even take 50 to win this. Benedictine coming out of the timeout with the basketball, and here's Deglin Sullivan to Harrison. Here's playing to Sullivan. How about this Grandview in his zone? 2-3. Knutson at the 5. The feed underneath and up and in. The bucket by Preston Reynolds. He's got 4. 19-18. The Ravens down 1. 2:20 to go in the half. Graham Buell sneaking back out on top to Young. Into the corner. Knutson, a big guy for 3. Doesn't get it to fall, and the rebound is going to be slapped away. Goes out of bounds. Control to Benedictine. Preston Reynolds to do the inbound. Again, BC in the home white. Grab you. Bright red traveling uniforms. 2 minutes to go in the half. Really nice crowd. Continue to watch him kind of filter in and filter out. And it's always cool to see some of the guys that you watched play basketball 20, 30 years ago. Now they're in here with kids or grandkids, maybe. Free throw. Good. Preston. One more shot for the Raven at Leewood, and he'll put that one in also. And Benedictine has taken a lead. And the ball's going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. So suddenly here in the waning moments of the opening half, the Ravens not only have taken a lead, and they had a lead just, what, twice. They led it 4-3, and they led it 6-4. And that was the last time they've led. So they've taken a lead and got a little momentum going right now with a minute 45 to go in the half. Beat underneath to Preston Reynolds. Gets doubled up on the right side of the lane. Comes back out on top to Harrison. Kissling with a basketball, plays off the screen, starts around to the left side, give and go underneath, Aiden up, and it rolls around and around and goes in. Aiden, his 6th point of the game, 22-19, Benedictine. Ravens are on a 9-0 run right now with a minute 20 to go. First half, BC by 3, 75 seconds left before halftime. Little give and go in the middle. Gets away from Knutson. BC is going to steal it. Up the court. Here comes Sullivan. Aiden all the way into the forecourt. Backs it away. Keeps it alive. Dribbles it over to the right side. Goes all the way to the corner. Now he's going to keep the dribble. Brings it back out on top. Goes over to Reynolds. Here's LaRue with it. Twisting, turning. Gets down to the big guy who shot off the window. Goes in. Another bucket for Aiden. He's got 8. And it's 24-19. 44 seconds to go. First half. And the Ravens have come from really a cold start to put together a nice run here. And Gaston will hit the 2-pointer. Ravens by 3. 24-21. BC's going to take a timeout. We will probably just hang on to it right here for a moment. The Ravens are going to take this timeout again and talk about what very likely will be their final offensive possession of the first half. And you do not want to waste any of these possessions. I mean, again, close scoring as this thing has been, every point is going to be magnified. It's going to be really, really big when we get to this point in the second half. 22 seconds, 22.9 to be precise. The Ravens shooting numbers have improved just a little bit, but not a lot. They're still 8 of 27. They hit 29% from the floor, but from the outside, still that icy 1 of 10 three-point shooting. They're hitting 53% of their free throws on 7 of 13. Let's see who BC comes out with. It's going to be Reynolds and Kissling. Sullivan, Sullivan, and LaRue. 20 seconds, 19 seconds. Jaguars just going to dribble it up on top. 13 seconds. Still a foot in the center circle. Now with 9, he will begin. Drive in, go up, missed it. Rebound is on the floor. Grandview with 3 seconds. Up the floor with 2. The shot with 1. Perfect for Grandview, the 3-pointer at the buzzer. Knocked down by Gaston. And we've come to the end of the opening half. We'll be back to summarize it for you. They don't get closer than this. At the break, Benedictine 24, Grandview 24.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. John's.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Let's recap that first half scoring. What do you say? 24-24 as the two teams are out in their locker rooms and for Grandview. It was a phenomenal first half for Gaston, as Davion had 12 points in the first half. He was 4 of 5 shooting the basketball, 2 of 3 from outside, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. So he had 12 points in 16 minutes. Following him, thank you. Following him at halftime, well, the drop is pretty dramatic. Patrick Worrell and Joe Knutson each with 3. Jackson Young, Lucas Helms, and O'Shawn Jones-Winslow. All 3 of those guys with 2 apiece. For Benedictine, leading scorer, Aiden. Aiden Sullivan with 8. Preston Reynolds and Declan Sullivan, Preston Reynolds and Bryson LaRue with 6. And then Declan Sullivan with 3. Rounding it out for BC, Drew Purdy had 1 first half point. Talking about the shooting, probably going to be talking about it for a while. I'm just guessing that Coach Moody's in the locker room, and I bet he's talking about it. Benedictine, 8 of 28. So they got a little hotter. They warmed up to a 28% pace in the first half, but from the outside, only 1 of 10, and at the free throw line, 7 of 13, 53% from there. Grandview. They shot not much different. 3 of 11 from outside. That last shot was a huge one. Was the buzzer was going off. 9 of 28 from the floor, 32%. They were 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounds, 21 to 21. I mean, you can look up and down these numbers. They're everything you thought they would be. They're close. The game's close. Second half going to be close. This is going to be fun finish to this one here today. Ladies game today, Benedictine with a comfortable win. The guys game is going to be much, much closer. And we'll be back to bring the second half to you live here on KIV. Right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Halftime of the Nolan. Recognizing some of the old guys out there. I have to get myself a snapshot or two while I'm doing this. Let's get this going. Hold on. Click, click there and get out there and there's a picture and there's another one or two and we'll see if we can recognize any of these guys. I'm the only one of these bunch that hasn't aged a minute over the last 35, 40 years. So, there's that. Come out on the floor. Halftime of the Nolan. We'll be back with the second half. And intermission is Benedictine 24, Grandview 24.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC. See.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're proud to bring you Benedictine Ravens basketball action as the Ravens are playing host to Grandview. We will return to this exciting men's game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, I've got confirmation of what we're doing early next week. So far, I've got Monday night mapped out, and I'm very pleased about that. We've got JCN Girls Tournament with the Atchison versus Valley Falls game starting at 6 p.m. or so. The other game will be another girls game. I'm so used to saying boys game after girls game. It will be Oskaloosa versus NEK. Again, a girls game from the JCN Girls Tournament. And that should have about a 7:30 or so start time. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's games and the scores as I have them.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we've got some finals to report. It was Clark over William Woods, 81-58. Missouri Valley topped Mount Mercy, 76-61. Graceland had a good day over Baker, 81-73. Central Methodist beat Peru State, 78-68. It was William Penn over Missouri Baptist, 67-63. And Culver Stockton beat Park, 72-53. In the game that we had earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Benedictine, 66-48. I'll be back with a look at the men's games in action right after this.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in men's games, we have a couple of finals to report. In the earlier games, it was Clark, 87 over William Woods, 77. Missouri Valley topped Mount Mercy with an 80-71 victory. With about 7 minutes remaining in the first, it is Missouri Baptist 16 to William Penn's 14. At the half, it is Graceland 36, Baker 34. Park and Culver Stockton are sitting about 9 points apart, with Culver Stockton at 42, Park 33. At halftime, Peru State and Missouri Central Methodist are very closely linked as well, with Central Methodist 2 points ahead, 42-40. And in this game, it can't get any tighter than tied. It's Grandview and Benedictine, 24-24. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 9 above tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 42. Lows level off around 7 above tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy skies Monday with a high of 23. 46 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 13 degrees in downtown Atchison. Slightly cloudy out there. It feels like -3 with winds out of the northwest at 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 54%. The dew point, 0 degrees Fahrenheit, and barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.41 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Counts in just a moment. I do want to advise everybody that it's going to be very, very cold this evening. Take whatever cold weather precautions you have to do. I know I'm going to be setting a couple of taps to drip.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gym. Everybody going to hang along with us? Halftime finds this game deadlocked. It's 24-24. Many thanks to our man Joseph at Care Sports Studio. Taking care of us, getting us the news, weather, sports, all the stuff we need to know. and taking good care of us at halftime. Joseph, appreciate you, man. Great day here in the NOLA gym. So many alums in town, and I dashed down before and got a chance to chat with some of them. Always good to renew some of those acquaintances. And as we come back out, here's kind of how this thing is shaking out. In the month of January, Benedictine has had their best shooting month of the season. They're 52% from the floor, 33 three-pointers, averaging 78.8 a game. That's, none of that's happening today. BC is in a real battle against a good defensive Grandview team, and here's a three-shot by Knutson to begin the second half, and the 6'8 post, not even close on that shot. Ravens coming up with a rebound, and BC back on offense. They're going from right to left across your dial here in the second half, and we're tied still at 24, half a minute into the second half. For Benedictine, it'll be Reynolds, Vanderbooty, Sullivan, LaRue, and Sullivan, the original starting five. Similarly, for Grandview, Young, Helms, Gaston, Worrell, and Knutson. Here's Jack. It's three. Nope. Rebound. Grandview. Vanderbooty, who's had his best shooting game ever as a Raven, a season-high 26 points Wednesday. Well, right now, Jack has no points. He's 0 for 6. And here's a baseline three that's going to be up and good for Grandview. And Lucas Helms has five. Grandview goes up 27-24 at 18:50 to play in the game. Here's Deglin from 14. Rattles it down. Deglin Sullivan for two. 27-26. Grandview by a single digit. 18 and a half. Little hook shot way short by Knutson. He picks it back up, falls away, flips it toward the rim, misses that one also. Ravens up the court with it. Deglin has it up top, sign pivots with the left foot, works it over to the right elbow. Got Preston out on top, screens off him, and then goes back to Preston on the right side, and we get a whistle off the ball. An official down to the baseline is coming over to say, we got a foul on Knutson. So Joe picking up his first foul of the game. It'll be team foul one of the second half. Ravens will inbound it. Shot clock goes back to 20. And Aiden Sullivan is going to have to go back into the backcourt to take the Deglin Sullivan inbound pass. They showed some video footage at halftime here in the Nolan up on the big screen of Raven teams that are here today getting recognized that they're runs in the NAIA National Tournament at Municipal Auditorium. A foul in the middle by Grandview. It's going to be on Jackson Young. It'll be his second. Team foul two by Grandview. And the Ravens will put it in play again at the baseline. And again, they're going to reset the shot clock to 20. So BC not taking a lot of shots. Not getting a lot of shots. Grandview defense has done a great job. Off the screen, here's a three. They're going to call it that screen and offensive foul. I wondered if they were going to let that go, let that thing just slide. They didn't. It'll be Aiden Sullivan's first foul today. It'll be Benedictine's first foul of the second half. Here comes Grandview. They lead by one, 27-26. Across the floor, they'll go over to the wing where the big guy's playing up high. The drive into the lane, the falling away shot, misses, rebound, Benedictine. Aiden Sullivan sweeps it away as Deglin will race into the forecourt, change hands, go up with the left hand to the driving shot, and the left-handed swoop is good. Benedictine is back in front. Deglin Sullivan with seven, and it's 28-27, Benedictine by one. 17 minutes to go in the game, and it is Grandview drives all the way to the baseline. Did we get a foul call? We are. They're going to call a foul on Bryson. That's a tough break for Bryson LaRue for the Ravens. It is only his first foul. Team fouls are going to be even to two apiece. 3 minutes gone. Inbound pass comes out on top, and Jackson Young will immediately kick it over to Helms. He'll drop it down to the corner. Knutson has it knocked away from behind. Here come the Ravens. LaRue into the forecourt, takes it across to the logo, works his way over to the right side. Backs away outside the three-point ring, the feet across, and two-handed with the throwdown. That is Aiden Sullivan. 10 points for Aiden. 30-27, Benedictine by 3. 16 and a half left. Back over to the right side, Helms. He'll look to the middle. Ravens defensively giving him nothing. Gaston goes in and puts up a shot, but we have a whistle, and we got another foul on Bryson. So LaRue very quickly picking up his first and second personal fouls. And the Ravens are going to bring Aiden Sullivan out. Bryson, even with those two fouls, he's staying in the game. Not an issue for him. Aiden Sullivan comes out and checking in for Benedictine. You're going to get Drew Purdy. He'll take that 5 slot. Looking to the 17-foot shot, then changing his mind, kicking it out on top, and just inside the circle, Jackson Young hits his 4th point of the game. 30-29, Benedictine by a single point, 16 minutes to go. Ravens back up, going right to left, goes home white. Here's Bryson, pushes it over to the corner, back to the wing, Drew, to baseline, the 3, there it is! Vanderwoody, his first point of the game, coming at 15:40 to go. Benedictine goes back up 33-29. It is their largest lead of the second half. Maybe the largest lead of the game. I'd have to look. Here's a follow-away shot. Misses, rebound, offensive board. Grandview has it batted away for a moment, but saved. Back and in, the shot, no, and we get a foul on Preston Reynolds. And again, the Grandview player ends up sliding across the floor. Reynolds' first foul. Coming to the free throw line for Grandview. We are going to have Lucas Helms, 77% free throw shooter. First one, got it. Helms hits the free throw. That'll be his first free throw of the game. Second one is up. It is no good. Rebound is on the floor. Grandview's going to save it. Here come the Vikings back out to the top where the 3 is squared up and knocked down by Patrick Worrell. His second 3 of the game. And suddenly we're tied again now at 33. 15 minutes to play. You just know this game's coming down to a last shot, last tip, last something. It's been too close. Tied at halftime, tied 5 minutes into the second half. Long shot, well off the mark by Deglin Sullivan. Wide to the left side, and Grandview up the floor. We'll have a timeout of the next dead ball. Grandview gets inside, running shot, blocked from behind, knocked out of bounds, and that's going to take us to the break. Time out of the floor. It'll be Grandview basketball when we return with 14:32 to play in the game. And where it is, Benedictine 33, Grandview 33.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Joseph's back at the Care Sports Studio. He's acting like it's 5 o'clock or something. Could it be? Is it possible? Yeah, it probably is. Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on Care Radio on a Saturday afternoon in the middle of January. We're about ready to go into high school tournament week. Joseph's reviewing that upcoming schedule. It's going to be packed. Here's a inbound play, and on the inbound play, the shot goes up, and the Ravens are going to be calling for a foul, putting Grandview back at the free throw line. Bambi's had a lot of free throw opportunities, it feels like. The shot is going to be up and short. James Ogrodnik looks for his first point of the game and will miss that first one. He's a 55% free throw shooter. That one will also not go in, and the Ravens coming up with a rebound. Here comes Deglin. He's one on four. Can't get it to fall. He thought he'd gotten fouled. The official makes no such call. And on the other end, the driving shot is going to be up and good for Grandview, and Gaston picks up his first point of the second half at his 14th point today. 35-33, Vikings in front. 6 minutes gone in the second half. Out on top, over to the right. Purdy for three. No, it's long. Rebound tipped out. Cleared away by Grandview. They're going to run with it quickly down the left side. Skip pass to the baseline where the drive across is going to be rejected by Preston Reynolds. And the Ravens are going to bring it back up the floor. Deglin Sullivan with it on top. Over to the left-hand dribble. Is going to back away toward the center circle. Now cut it back to the right. Plays off the screen from Purdy. And the give and go back to Drew. He'll go to the left side and then trick his teammate as he was going to bring it back out to Jack. Vanderwood had broken down to the baseline to go with Drew, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. For Benedict and Purdy comes out of the game, and Vanderwood comes out of the game, and one more, Deglin, comes out of the game. We're going to get Jared Lee in, Aiden Sullivan back in. Bryson LaRue returns to the floor. They're going to be out there with Harrison Kissling and also with Preston Reynolds. 13.5 to play in the game. Grandview with the bounce. Come on, leading it by two now. Driving, little hook shot, up and missing. Reynolds with the rebound. Here comes BC. Quickly down the right side, and the Ravens are going to bring it to the top. Outside the left block to Aiden. It's going to be knocked out of his hands and stolen. That was a quick defensive play in there by Ogrodnik to knock that ball away. Grabby with it. Over to the left side. It's batted by Reynolds. Saved up topside. Grabby looking to get a shot up in the middle. And Rodell Davis Jr. will put this one up. Missed it. Rebound Benedictine. Here comes Bryson. 12:45 to go in the ball game. LaRue into the forecourt. Ravens with the ball, but they trail by two. Here's Harrison Kisslin. He'll start to the left, swing it to the edge. Cut into the baseline, backing in. Big collision, and foul is going to be called not on the Grandview player who flew across the floor to try to decoy the official, but to the second player for Grandview who stayed up and kept bumping. And that is going to be Davion Gaston. It is his first foul of the game. It'll be Grandview's, what, third here in the second half. So not a lot of fouls by Grandview. Benedictine has committed five. Here's a shot by Benedictine and knocked hard to the floor is Bryson LaRue, but he springs right back up. He's okay. And will be coming to the line. So Bryson LaRue steps to the stripe with 12:27 to go. Jim's growing really quiet. His first free throw. Yeah. So LaRue will hit the free throw. And before the second shot, Aiden comes out and Preston comes out for Benedictine. Going to get Gabe back in. Second free throw. Good. So LaRue knocking down a couple of free throws. The foul on Davis, by the way. We're keeping that book. And here comes Grandview. The pass to the top. The uncontested three is straight offline but short. And the long rebound pulled out by Bryson LaRue. He'll race into the forecourt, and Benedictine is back on offense in the game tied at 35. 12 minutes left. You just can feel that's how this one's going to go. And then, again, a miscommunication between a couple of Raven players. One zigged, the other zagged. The pass went to the right instead of to the left and goes harmlessly out of bounds. Back it'll come to Grandview. Let's set that BC 5 for you out there. I think it's probably appropriate. You got Lee, Kissling, LaRue, Sidzik and Purdy. Here's a shot underneath. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Jarrett will come up with it. Has it knocked away from behind. Grandview will pick it back up. They will transition. The layup misses. And a foul called on Drew. Purdy's going to pick up the personal foul. I've got him for two. And once more, it'll be Grandview shooting free throws. Grandview's hit half of their free throws, 4 out of 5. They've hit a third of their three-point shots, 5 of 15. They haven't even shot that well from 2. 13 to 43, hitting 30% for the game. First free throw does not go in. So Gaston does not hit his first shot, and he had 12 at halftime. He's got only 2 so far in the second half. This free throw is good. So it is 36-35 Grandview. 11 and a half to go. Points have been hard to come by. Benedictine to Kissling, out on top, Jared. Lost it for a minute. Has to quickly pick it back up. Kissling backs in. Top side to Lee. He'll ease it over to the left side. Come back into the lane. Fall away. 13-footer. Rolling. Out. Doesn't go down. Rebound, Grandview. So, again, neither team is setting the world on fire, shooting the basketball or putting points on the board this evening. Grandview changing directions. The shot off the finger roll is going to be up and good. Helms will have the bucket. It is 38-35. Grandview by 3. 10:45 to play. Game's going along at a really fast pace. And now we have a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Gabe off the ball. Did not see what happened. I'm following the basketball, and suddenly the official from across the way is going to call an offensive foul on Gabe Sidzik. It's going to be his second foul. It'll be Benedictine's, 7th foul. So for the last 10 and a half minutes of the game, Grandview's going to be shooting free throws. That could be huge in a very close game like this, where points have been so hard to come by. Here's a spinning shot. It's going to be off the mark. Gabe way upstairs. Sweeps down the rebound, and Benedictine quickly back the floor, up the floor on offense. 10-10 to go in the game. Sidgick, left side, LaRue. He'll look into the middle, comes out on top, Preston. Over to the right side, Harrison. Harrison looks in, no room, back over to the right side as the shot clock gets to single digits and we go inside 10 minutes in the game. To the left side, Bryson, rainbow, left side, shot up, no. Rebound swept away, back up with it is going to come Grandview and Lucas Helms. Helms will bring it down the floor himself, have it bumped away, and it's going to be stolen. Picking it up is going to be Kissling. He'll drive, lean, turn, shoot, miss the driving layup. Did not slow down, looked to get the transition bucket, and then failed to get it to fall. The three on the other end is good for Grandview, and that is a huge swing. It's now 41-35. 9:20 to play. And the Ravens are going to slow this thing down. Coach Moody's up on his feet. Has been at a trailing by 6. We'll look into the middle. They get it to Preston. Comes back out on top to Harrison. Over to the right side. Sidgick for 3. Air ball about 3 or 4 feet short. That was not close. There was no defender anywhere near him. And we're inside 9 minutes to go. Grandview over to the right side. Kicks it over in front of the banking bench. Back out on top of this is going to be Jackson Young. 17-footer. Yes, rattles home. Grandview's on a bit of a run, and the Ravens are going to have to do something to stop it. 8:40 left. And BC now trails by 8. 43-35. Kissling will look into the middle. Nobody there. Goes right side. Bryson starts at the top. Goes to the baseline. Gets fouled. Hits the driving shot. That's what the doctor ordered. Before the free throw is taken, the foul is called on Jones Winslow, and we're going to get a timeout. We'll be back as the Ravens will be at the free throw line when we return. 8:23 to play in the ballgame. It is Grandview 43, Benedictine 37.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, that Raven Pimp Band in the background striking up a little music to keep the really nice crowd on hand here on Alumni Day here on the Raven campus. Keep them all entertained. The game has kept them entertained. Certainly the opening game of the day has kept them entertained as the Lady Ravens with an impressive win in game one this afternoon for the BC men. It has been very close. It's been back and forth all afternoon long. And with 8:23 to go, it will be Bryson LaRue coming to the free throw line for one shot, looking to get his team back to within four. Make it back to within five. They're trailing by six right now, 43-37. One free throw coming up for Bryson. Ooh, it got really quiet. And the free throw's perfect. Bryson LaRue. He has hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row and 7 of 8 at the free throw line today. It is 43-38. Grandview up top side. Gastone. Again, he's the guy who makes this team motor. Oh, a baseline three is up and good. Not by Gastone, but by O'Shawn Jones-Winslow. O'Shawn for three. 46-38. 7:50 left in the game. Here's Preston. A little one-hand hook shot. Off the mark. Rebound. Lucas Helms. Here's the thing. Helms has scored some points, but he's done a lot of other things off the ball for Grandview. Here's another three. It's Gastone. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. We'll take a break with Benedictin at 7:31 to play in the game. Vikings have taken an 11-point lead. Grandview 49, Benedictin 38.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Gymnasium. We've got 7:31 to go in the ball game for Benedictin. It's becoming a bit of an uphill battle. They find themselves trailing by 11, 49-38. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Are you tuckered out making these trips yet?
Yes.
Statistics coming up from the table with every stoppage of play and timeout. 49-38. Vikings in. The shooting numbers slowly improving. For Grandview, 18 of 49, 37% for Benedictin, 13 of 43, hitting 30% from outside. BC is now 2 of 16. Grandview is 8 of 18, 44% for Grandview, 13% for Benedictin. So for the Ravens, again, hitting points, hitting some buckets has been tough. Here's a three. There it is! Bryson LaRue. 49-41. 7:07 to go. Ravens battling back in this thing. Tom Stein, no room to get into the middle. Well defended against Helms. Cross court, wide open, no defense, and the three is open and good. O'Shawn hits his second three. 52-41, and right back to the 11-point game we go. 7:38 6:40 to play. The Ravens really cannot afford to just be trading shots right now. Going to need some defensive stops. Going to need to get on a little bit of a run. Double-digit deficits are no good news for a team. And here's a shot at the buzzer. It's going to be off the mark. And the Ravens do not get a look at the rim. A desperation kind of throw toward the basket, but it didn't even draw iron. And so the shot clock violation will stand. And backup court with the basketball will come Grandview. 6:10 to go in the game. Vikings with the basketball, leading it by 11 now. Into the game is going to come Lucas Hart. I'm thinking that we've seen Luke in the game yet. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Clive, Iowa. Averages 1.5 a game. Here's a baseline three. It's up. It's good. Are we going to get a foul call? No. A flop after the shot was unsuccessful in drawing a foul, but Hart will get the three. And Grandview's opening it up a little bit. It's 55-41. 5:40 to go. And we will have a Grandview foul. So the foul is going to be on Grandview, and it will be on O'Shawn. It is his third foul this afternoon. Ravens to the left side. Three, Deglin, no. Rebound, Grandview. So the Ravens down 14 points with less than 5.5 minutes to play. And Sullivan reaches around trying to dislodge the ball and going to be successful instead in committing a foul. Coming to the free throw line, it'll be Grandview. And at the free throw line, again, the guy who leads this team in pretty much every category. He'll be up there for the 1-1, and that's going to be Davion Gaston. He is 3 of 4, but misses the front half here. And the Ravens back up the floor with the ball. Here's a running three. Air ball about 3 feet short. And complaining to the official all the way up the court. Tell you what, Jack thought he was fouled. Couldn't see from our spot here exactly. He's on the far 28-foot line, but he was more than a little convinced that he'd been fouled. Shot missing Grandview. Picked up Raven. Here's Bryson. Breezes into the forecourt. Goes down the left side. Preston puts up a runner. Doesn't get it to Palm, but we'll draw the foul. And before we get back, we get timeout. Timeout of the court. 4:47 to play in the guys' game this afternoon. Ravens have a hill to climb. It's Grandview, 55, Benedictine, 41.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here in the Nolan Gym. 4:47 to play in the guys' game. Some of the crowd beginning to meander to the doors. Some of the fans hunkering down for the last just under 5 minutes. But the Ravens trailing by 14. Well, they will need some good things to happen. And they need them to begin with Preston Reynolds coming to the free throw line for a little look here. Is it a 1-1 or is it a 2? It is 2. So Preston Reynolds coming to the line. And for the Ravens, we talk about a lot of this too. Chance to score with no time elapsing on the clock. That is Preston hitting that free throw. It is his first point of the second half, and he's got 7 today. Second free throw, round and round and good. So Reynolds will get them both. It is 55-43. Tracy back to within a dozen. And Grandview into the forecourt with Gaston. He'll glide over to the right side toward the Grandview bench, push it off on top to Jackson Young. Young brings it back to Lucas Helms. Helms has been a real thorn for Benedictine today. He's a very active player. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Deglin. Sullivan up the floor, kicks it over to the right side. Back out on top, Vander Moody goes three. It's short. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to go out of bounds to Grandview. So for Benedictine, a big three would have been a big bucket right there, but it does not happen. The Ravens are now 3 of 20 from three-point range, and that is not helping their effort to come back from a 12-point deficit with 4 minutes to play. Grandview's going to look to take about a half a minute off with each of these possessions. They'll have it on top to Jackson Young. Ravens in the player. D. Jackson cuts down the right side of the lane. Puts up the swooping right-handed shot and scores it. Jackson Young. 9 points now. And it is 57-43. 3:40 to play here in Atchison, Kansas. And as he drives to the baseline and tries to go across, Bryson LaRue is going to be said to have stepped on the side. And they'll say Benedictine turns it over. Grandview's going to swap out O'Shawn, and into the game is going to be returning Patrick Worrell. Patrick Worrell started the game. He's had a little PT out there. He's hit a couple of threes, one in each half. He doesn't have a real long line. He's only played, 20 minutes in the game. 3:20 to play. And Grandview over to the left side. They'll swing it around the outside. Here's Worrell coming into the game. Hands it, gets it to Jackson Young. Shot clock at 5 and 4. This is a smart play. Grandview, it's in the finger roll at the end. They'll score with about 2 seconds on the shot clock. Jackson Young just attacked, went up, laid it off the backboard and in. 59-43, Benedictine trailing it down by some 16 with less than 3 minutes to go. Going into the lane, the shot is up and good, and we'll get a Raven timeout. So the driving layup by Declan Sullivan gives him 9 points, and the Ravens take a timeout, and so shall we, with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. It is Vikings 59, Ravens 45.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Remain this afternoon and for the Benedictine Ravens. Going to take the magic offense, trailing by 14 points. Out of the court for Benedictine, they're going to go to small, they're going to go fast, they're going to go with guys who can shoot the ball all over the floor. Check this out. You got Bryson LaRue, Jacqueline Sullivan, Jack Vander Moody, Harrison Kissling, and Preston Reynolds. PC's going to steal the inbound. This is what they were hoping to do. Go over to the right side to Bryson. He will go into the lane, put up a running shot, and hit it. Bryson LaRue. Now BC traps the basketball, tries to reach a three. We got players getting thrown to the floor. We got pushing and shoving it. The official's going to have to get on the stick and do a little bit better job of keeping this thing in control. With 2:33 to go, now the officials are going to have a powwow. I would have suggested that this powwow have occurred prior to this, probably. 2:33 to go. Now, I'm supposing they're going to want to come over and look at the video that will not be particularly helpful. We'll see what they've got to say. Right now, the two teams have gone to their respective benches. Two officials, now three officials at the scoreboard, at the scorer's table. And the foul is going to be on, it's going to be a foul on Preston Reynolds. And there's going to be a foul on Grandview. So I think it's going to be Jackson Young for Grandview, Preston Reynolds for Benedictine. And it's going to be Raven basketball coming into the baseline. 2.5 to go into the ball game. Shot clock reset to 20. Benedictine is not going to be using 20 seconds on the shot clock. And now we got a foul off the ball on the inbound. It's going to be another one on Grandview. The officials walking up here. The Raven fans appreciate this, thinking it's a little late coming. Foul is going to be on Lucas. And Helms will have his, I believe, his third foul. No, fourth. It'll be his fourth foul. And that will be Viking team foul 9. Ravens at the line 1-1 again. Vanderwoody goes out, and the front half of the 1-1 does not go, but Reynolds rebounds it, and Benedictine resets its offense. So Preston missing the front half of the 1-1, but Ravens are going to go up with the basketball, and driving down is going to be Kissling. Needs some help, swings it over. Deglin down to the baseline, cuts into the middle. Twisting, turning, gets falling, and travels with the ball. That was fantastic defense by Helms. A guy with four fouls playing like that. That was pretty good stuff. 2:12 to go. Vikings by a dozen. The ball comes into the backcourt. The Ravens are going to trap it. The lob over the shoulder by Gaston. He'll take it down in front of the Viking bench. BC chasing the ball. And let's see, where and when are they going to commit the foul? They'll feed it across to Knutson. Big guy scoots it back off on top. They're just burning a little time, and BC let quite a lot of time get away prior to committing the foul. And for Benedictine, it's an offense-defense switch that they've been running. Vanderwoody's getting set to come back in. Coming to the line for Grandview is going to be Hart. He hasn't been in the game much. Misses the front half. Vanderwoody comes in, and Jared Lee will come out, but he's going to sit right up at the end because he's going to be right back in here when they need him and have a chance to get him back on the floor. One more free throw coming up for Grandview, and it is in. So Hart will get one of the two. It is now 60-47. And BC will roll it. Finally have to pick it up just shy of midcourt. 1:50 to go. Benedictine down 13. Deglin, right side Vanderwoody with a defender in front of him. His three-point shot misses. Rebound underneath. LaRue goes up. No foul. The ball's on the floor. Rolling around. Players diving for it. It's all over the place. Picked back up. Bryson for three. Buries it. Hits the bucket. And did he draw a foul? Yes, he did. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Grandview. It's on Lucas Hart. And a chance at a four-point play for Bryson. And suddenly Benedictine is within 10. LaRue can make it 9. Lots of pushing and shoving, hands slapping out there on the floor. And the free throw rolls off no good. Rebound. Grandview. They'll outlet up the floor all alone on the other end, and the layup was there. So on a quick transition, Grandview put Worrell to the other end of the floor. And here comes Benedictine. Harrison will shoot and score. Kissling hits the bucket. That is his first point of the game today. Harrison Kissling was 0-for-3 before that shot. And we will have a Benedictine foul with a minute 6 left. Two teams battling in the middle of the race of the Hunter American Athletic Conference. They are both at 6-4. They and about, four or five other teams at 6-4. You got Grayson at 9-1. Penn and Missouri Baptist at 7-3. Then at 6-4, Missouri Valley, Grandview, Peru State, Benedictine. So 14-6-4, 5-4, Park and Baker, 5-5, Central Methodist and Mid-America. First free throw here is going to be up and good for Grandview and Worrell. Grandview's going to make a substitution late in the ball game, and checking in for them is going to be Rodell Davis, Jr. Second free throw is no good. Davis is a 6'2 junior out of Glenview, Illinois. 1 minute to play. Driving in, Vander Moody. Up, missed it, got fouled. Benedictine trailing by 11. And coming to the free throw line, meet Jack Vander Moody. Lefty shoots it in. So it is 63-53. Jack with one more shot. We're just inside a minute to go. And that one kicks out. Ravens struggle at the free throw line. A trail by 10. And we will get another quick foul. Coach Moody on his feet trying to encourage his team. Give him a little, that little extra pep that they're going to need as they make their way slowly to the other end of the floor, where again, it'll be Grandview coming to the line, and it'll be Patrick Worrell. Worrell is a 64% free throw shooter, and he'll miss that one. I mean, the olden days of great free throw shooting teams may be behind us as Grandview's guys go 74, 77, 69, 64. And here's a missed, another missed free throw, but Grandview will rebound it down. 50 seconds to go. Ravens attack the basketball, and Declan Sullivan reaching into bat it free. He's going to pick up a foul. 63-53, BC down 10. Lady Ravens, a huge win today. Benedictine guys in a tough spot right here. The free throw misses. Tell you what, these two teams are just battling here at the free throw line. Neither one of them has really stepped up. Gaston, who's a good shooter. In the second half, he's one of what, 2, 3, 4, 1 of 5, and we'll hit that one. 64-53, Grandview. 40 seconds to go. Left side, Harrison. Sidesteps his defender. The three misses. Rebound pulled down by Grandview. And Preston is going to reach in and commit a foul. So for Preston Reynolds, the foul will be his fourth. And for Grandview, free throws coming up for Lucas Helms. He's one of two at the line tonight. He's got a dozen points. And this shot rolls around, and it'll go in. Didn't look too pretty, and for a moment I thought there was no way it was going to happen, but he was able to get that ball. Second one is up. It is good. So the first one rolled around and fell, and the second one was beautiful. And back down with it. BC, Kissling crosses over, lays it in. He's got 4 points tonight. 20 seconds to go. Grandview will throw it into the forecourt, and they'll bring it back out on top. Are the Ravens going to bother with a foul here, down by 11? Probably no. 10 seconds left, and that's going to do it. Your final score this afternoon in the Dolan Gym. Grandview 66, Benedictine 55. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Well, the band's milling around a little bit. The band is taking down its kit and headed back to the room, and the chairs are getting folded up, and the Benedictine Ravens come up with a split today against Grandview coming to Atchison for the only time these two teams will meet one another here in the 2025 season. Let's take a look at the scoring here in the guys' game. Grandview winning it 66-55. First of all, for Grandview, I'll tell you what, big night tonight, as it always is for Davion Gaston. He had 19 points. Double-digit scores also include Lucas Helms with a dozen and 11 for Jackson Young. At 9 points, it was Patrick Worrell, and he got a lot of those late in the ballgame. 8 off the bench for O'Shawn Jones Winslow. He had 2 huge second-half threes. 4 today for Lucas Hart, and 3 were Joe Knutson. Joe Knutson kind of disappeared. I don't know if he got hurt or something happened to him, but the big man really was hardly in the game at all in the second half, and it was a little surprising. Ended up with only 16 minutes tonight. For Benedictine, guys getting in the scoring column, led by, how about Bryson LaRue? He's been fantastic all season, continues to be. He's had a great career going here at Benedictine. 19 points tonight, Bryson. It was Aiden Sullivan in double figures with 10, Declan Sullivan with 9, and Preston Reynolds with 8. 4 apiece for both Harrison Kissling and Jack Vanderwoody. And rounding up the Ravens scoring, the final point, that's Drew Purdy. But for the Ravens, shooting woes were the problem today. Just couldn't find it. Benedictine ended up 34% from the floor on 19 of 56 shooting. Grandview hit 42%. At 3-point range, here's a big one. Grandview hit threes when they had to. They were 10 of 20. Okay, half of their threes, that's a big number. Benedictine, 4 of 24, 17%. And there's where it's at. Free throws, relatively similar. Benedictine, 13 of 22. Grandview, 10 of 21. So both of those teams shoot around half from there. Turnovers, almost even at 15 and 16. Let's check a rebound number. See, I don't have total rebounds. Yeah, 41 and 38. No real big difference in that one. Again, probably, there's no question. I think the shooting, the ball number, and as a coach, and we'll be talking to Coach Moody here in a little bit, as he gets able to make it up this way. That's got to be one of the most frustrating things in the world. I mean, you know the guys can do it. They practice and you do this and that, but some nights when it they just don't want to feel like they want to go in. It kind of gets out of your hands, and there's not much you can do. And so for the Ravens, the thing you do is you look forward to the next one, right? So for Benedict, then you just grab up the schedule and say, okay, where are we at and who we got next? And that's what I'm going to do right here. Upcoming schedule for Benedictine, they are going to be at Park on Wednesday. That's right. So the Ravens at Park Wednesday. And Park is another one of those teams. Ravens were 6-4, now 6-5. Park, haven't seen how they have been today, but they come in at 5-4. So, again, you're playing teams that, if you're really going to make any kind of a surge, you got to play the teams that are near you and with you and in this conference and try to give yourself maybe a little bit of a bump, a little bit of a boost. See if I can pick up any of those scores while we're waiting for Coach to get here. And here we go in the heart. Ladies games today. We have those up first. You had Clark. There are no close games, hardly. Hardly any. Clark winning 81-58 over Woods. It was Mount Mercy over Missouri Valley. Graceland defeated Baker and Baldwin. Of course, Benedictine, big 20-point win for the Lady Ravens. Central Methodist defeats Peru State by 10. William Penn, a 4-point victory over Missouri Baptist, and the Park team we're going to be seeing next. Clover Stockton won in that ladies' game, 72-53 over Park. And Clover Stockton, wow, Jeanette's got them playing really well. They continue to go. They are just outstanding. And what will this be? Without me looking, I think this would be the 8th consecutive win for the Clover Stockton ladies. They are the hot team in the conference right now. See if we got loaded up some scores here from the other guys' games going on. And some of them done, some of them late, or later in the game. The earlier games, it was Clark winning at William Woods by 10, 87-77. Missouri Valley, a 10-point win, 9-point win at home, 80-71 over Mount Mercy. With 10 minutes to play up in Oskaloosa, it's a 10-point William Penn lead over Missouri Baptist. 7 minutes to play in Baldwin City. That's a tight one. Baker and Graceland is a 2-point game. Graceland leading it 70-68. That would be a huge upset as Graceland at 9-1, and they are 15-3 with a 7-10 Baker team. But Baker really good at home, and they are down by 2 with 7:15 to play. Other games going on this afternoon with moments left. Clover Stockton, guys, about ready to have a home sweep as they're in front of Park. Again, with 36 seconds left, they're up by nearly 20. Central Methodist this afternoon dispatched Peru State with ease in Fayette, 81-65. And then the game that we just shared here this afternoon, Grandview getting by Benedictine, 66-55. So, up Wednesday, kind of an odd deal. Heston is going to be at Missouri Baptist, so they're going to play a little out-of-conference game over there. William Penn is going to go to Grandview. Missouri Valley will host William Woods. Of course, the Ravens will be at Park Wednesday. Culver Stockton at Clark. Graceland at home with Mount Mercy. Baker Tomlinson, Central Methodist. Mid-America goes to Peru State on Wednesday. So, full slate of games and a lot of stuff going on. And we're hanging on. Here comes Coach Moody out the garage door there. Coming out of the locker room. Showing out of the garage. Locker room facility. And I'll move some of my junk out of his way and get him up here. It's bad. Maybe turn a couple of these dials so that we can all hear one another. Coach Moody's taking a break in a moment. He's going over. You have to think. It's almost hard, especially when you got a lot of alums and stuff in town. Everybody wants to chat. Of course, Brian Moody from his days at Benedictine, a Raven favorite on the floor. And joining us up here, Coach Moody. Boy, I tell you what, guys played so hard, battled back and forth with this team, and it just felt like the shots were the right shots. Everything was the right shots, but some days it just didn't want to roll in, and tonight was one of those, I felt like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the numbers don't lie, right?
Yeah.
The stats don't lie. That's a shot tracker thing. Davion Ross, I mean, it is what it is. We got looks. You know, we scored more twos than them. We scored more free throws than them. And the three-point line got us beat. You know, a couple of those were guys we wanted to shoot it and that don't shoot it great and haven't shot it great, and they made some shots, so give credit to Grandview. Second half, I felt Grandview made some adjustments and did a good job of going small, gave us some problems. We probably didn't adjust well enough back as the head coach, but like you said, I mean, I liked the shots we got for the most part, but we didn't make them. And I just told the guys, you know, I said, we show up with that defense every night, I'll take it. I mean, physicality, we're learning how to play at a high level physically throughout a course of 40 minutes. We're fouling a little too much, but we're playing physical basketball. But this is ultimately Tom, and everybody gets it, I think, and understands it. It's not a shot-taking game, it's a shot-making game. And we didn't make shots tonight. I mean, we trust everybody on the team, but we couldn't think of free throws, couldn't make a threes.
You kept Grandview to the kind of number that you like to look for. I mean, we talked to you, and you, this is kind of your goal number to be able to give up, and you feel like, if I can keep my opponent to that 65 or 6, you're in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I would say that that's still a very fair statement.
Yeah, like I said, defensively, I have no problems. I mean, we had a couple breakdowns, but like I said, they made some good adjustments, but our game plan, I loved it. Our guys executed it. I thought they did a great job. I mean, 66 should be enough in your own gym. You know, and I'm not blaming it on the players by any means. I mean, we talk about controlling the things you can control. You know, like we can control effort, we can control getting on the floor, we can control the game plan and execution and all those things. But in the end, you know, they're not trying to miss. I think our shot selection, when we look at that film, is going to be pretty good. You know, people are adjusting to Deglin, not giving him, you know, the rim very often. So we've got to kind of work with him on some things to help him get some cleaner looks. He's a big part of what we do. And he gets worn out, you know, because he's just kind of getting worn down and coming off all those ball screens. But that's kind of part of being the point guard of Benedictine, is just kind of battling through that. So, we got to help him all. That, you know, it's reps, it's rest, it's kind of, there's going to be moments in January and February where it feels really ugly. And, you know, I got to give Grandview a lot of credit. I mean, I thought that their bench guys that we asked to step up or dared to step up did a good job. Their top three all got to double digits, you know, maybe not quite to the numbers that they're used to, but it was a slow-scoring game. You know, but we just didn't, you know, we didn't shoot it well enough tonight. And we got to get in the gym. We got to get better. The shots are there. Like I said, we got to make them, not take them.
A couple of guys who I loved how they played tonight. I mean, there were certainly some guys you would hope for better. But, man, again, you got Bryson with 19, and he shot extremely well. And Aiden didn't get a ton of shots, but didn't miss any of them.
Yeah, I mean, Aiden's a solid force down there. He's slowing down a little bit. He's starting to figure it out. You know, he's a great big for our league. What needs to happen next with Aiden is using the fact that he's a 70% guy from the field and physical. We got to use that to the point where that's getting other guys shots now because they got to collapse on him and things like that. So, I mean, it's constantly a work in progress. It's disappointing because, you know, we played so well offensively on Wednesday night, and this is kind of the ups, the ebbs and the flows of basketball in January and February. You know, that fine line of rest and reps and all these different things. And our guys, I thought our guys battled their tails off tonight against a good team. I mean, Grandview's really good. They lost at Park, didn't play very well, kind of like us. Their game against Park on Wednesday was kind of like us. They couldn't make shots. But it's going to be that way. So, you know, we're still right there in the middle. I have no idea what happened today, but we've got plenty of ball left to kind of move up or move down in the late parts of January and February with what is it, nine games left, I think, now at this point. So
right.
A lot of basketball left. We just got to keep grinding. You know, got to stick together and maybe make some tweaks, but the film will show us what we got to do.
And that's going to keep right out. Is we're going to be right back at it. And one thing you talked about, Park, they played Grandview, and you're going to go down there. And it's always, I don't know, it's kind of a fun gym to play in, but not necessarily an easy gym to play in.
No, I agree. Really tight. 10 people in there can make it really loud.
Yeah.
It echoes really good. Park's athletic. They do a good job mixing up defenses.
Coach,
you know,
Klein's skilled.
Coach Klein really knows what he's doing. Been doing it a long time, and we gotta go in with confidence. That's the thing. I mean, you gotta, in the end, man, you gotta, when you're open, you gotta take shots, you gotta attack the rim, you gotta step up and make free throws. You know, like tonight, if we're shooting, you know, 10-12% better at a couple places, we're feeling probably a lot better in this game, and we're feeling really good about our defense. So we can't dwell on it too long. You know, we had a lot of alums in the gym tonight. Really happy about that for alumni game. Guys came back from all different eras.
See, I was wanting to end this on an up note. This is what I wanted to say, man. These guys are great. I got a chance to visit with a handful of them, and it's so good to see them coming back.
All kinds of guys. I mean, guys back from the 70s, guys back from the 80s, guys back from the 90s. It was, you know, teams that we've coached since I've been the head coach came back, and I thought it was a great representation of BC basketball. So, the guys that we put on the floor, they're a great representation of it, too. So we just got to – we'll be fine. Get a day's rest here. Get back on the floor Monday. Start solving problems for Park. You know, it's one of those things that you just can't dwell on it. You got to get back out. You got to get your reps, knock down shots.
Coach, I see a lot of those alums and friends of yours out there waiting to have a visit with you. We're going to let that happen. Appreciate you. And we'll see you down in Parkville here Wednesday.
Sounds good, Tom. Thanks.
You got it.
Hey, congrats to the girls. Heck of a game.
Well done,
Coach Folsom. Well done, ladies. Happy for you. Keep it rolling.
And that will wrap us up here this afternoon. The Benedictine guys coming up just a little bit short against Grandview, and Benedictine ladies coming away with a win in the first game of the day. Always good to see a lot of the Ravens, as we talked about, and we appreciate you having joined us here as well. We'll be back on, gosh, it's Monday. It's going to be tournament week here on Care Radio, and we'll be back with high school tournament action on Monday. Ravens on, Wednesday we talked about. We're going to be down at Park. We are in mid-January, and basketball season in full swing. Thanks for having me join us here this afternoon. Tim, we'll greet you next time. Joseph, he's the guy in the studio. Appreciate all he's doing. Let's send him home also. Tom Katzen, the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.